y'all love talking aging and place. This Monday in the Wall Street Journal's Wealth Management Report talked about retirees' forever homes and then selling them. You know, we're constantly ranked in one of the top retirement communities, and as well as destinations, I should say, not community, but destination. We've got a lot of different retirement communities, you know, all over the state, and Green Valley's the fastest growing one. But they're talking about this one couple they used as an example, the Brown family. They're on their third forever home in 5 years.
Oh, my goodness. Oh,
you know, they might have made
that's expensive. Ouch. You know,
they made money the first one they sold because they'd been in a long time and had a lot of accrued equity. But, you know, real estate prices have just been going up the last 5 years, and now they keep moving around. And some of the things to consider that they were running into is they didn't realize how fast their priorities change after retirement. You know, one instance, they didn't realize how much they missed their family, and so then they moved back. And then another instance, just how much they did not like the neighborhood they moved into, the people, not necessarily the home or the setting, but they couldn't stand the neighbors that they had. And then there was another one that they downsized, and it still wasn't small enough. You know, you don't realize how much you don't need when you're downsizing. Well, so it was a very interesting article to think through if you're looking for that forever home to move to downsize. That was from Monday. You can, I'm sure, look it up online. But there was a lot of great stuff to think about there that, you know, never having to do that myself, I would not have thought of.
Well, I think probably you had this thought in your mind, oh, I can't wait till, you know, and you have this all built up in your head. We had some friends who did it right. They had lived in a beautiful big home, big yard. They thought they would love the downtown lifestyle where you live downtown and walk out at night and do things and see people. And they rented, thankfully, because after about 6 months, they're like, give us some property.
We're done with this.
Mm-hmm. Been there, done that.
No need to continue.
And for the hashtag this week, we were talking about what you could do yourself. And the question was, can I replace a shower head myself? And I will tell you, homeowners, that yes, you can. But you need to be very careful depending on the age of your house. The pipe that comes out of the wall is called the neck. Okay. And you're going to want to take that neck and protect it, but make sure when you put your vice grips on it, it doesn't turn. Because depending on how long it's been since you've changed shower heads, when you start twisting the shower head off of the neck, you want to make sure the joint breaks where the neck meets the head, not where the neck meets the joint back inside the wall. So if you're trying to force the shower head off and the entire neck turns, you're actually breaking the joint back in the wall, potentially causing a huge problem. So I would tell you, make it a two-person job to be safe. Wrap the neck with a towel, get a pair of channel locks or vice grips, and have the stronger person hold that neck absolutely immovable. Have the second person then take channel locks and loosen the shower head itself. Make sure the neck doesn't spin at all. If it does, you could be creating a leak inside the wall that you'll never know or see. If you untwist it, just a fraction of a turn, and then you have to twist it back to line it back up in place, you've probably busted 30 or 40 years worth of rust and calcium in that joint that was probably holding it watertight, and now it could find an opportunity to begin leaking. So yes, shower heads can be done by yourself. They are a good do-it-yourself project. They even have some now that come with speakers that you can jump in the shower and have your Bluetooth play your favorite songs while you're in the morning shower. That's all very much a doable do-it-yourself project. Just protect the neck. Protect the neck. And that's the neck, the pipe that sticks out of the wall supporting the shower head. If you can keep that from spinning, you'll be good. Once you get your old shower head off, you take a little Teflon tape, wrap it on the threads of the neck that's coming out, screw your new head back on, turn the hose on, turn the faucet on, make sure you're not leaking back up and around that joint. I would even tell you to put your ear up against the wall, make sure you aren't hearing anything leaking back behind the wall, and then you'll be all set to go. When we get back, we're going to be talking about, we've been talking about getting ready for the holidays. Getting ready for the holidays in Arizona also means getting ready for winter rains. Monsoon season isn't the only time you need to be worried about your roof.